Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Thank you guys for listening in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening in. And those who are listening live via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Tell me your take on the show or this episode of the show, and we'll go from there. Okay. It's a beautiful day in the ATL. We have very, very sunny skies, blue skies, puffy white clouds out there, and we're looking at in the mid to upper 80s again today. And so it's going to be a great day as far as weather goes. It's going to be a great day as far as your work goes and whatever you're doing today. Today is going to be a great day. Today is also known as Hump Day, okay? And Hump Day is the hump that you have to get over during the week to get on the other side of the hump to go towards the weekend. And I know that's what you guys are looking forward to is all the time, the weekend, okay? And I am as well, except that I have to work this weekend. But, you know, that's nor here nor there, but it all works out in the end, okay? And those of you who are listening live on my show page, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set that up however you want to be able to follow the show on a daily basis, as well as Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you can go into your Facebook and type in the search box there, type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook, guys. Show page, you come up there, go ahead and do your thing there and become friends of the show on Facebook. There it is. Also, if you want to follow us on Twitter, we're on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And again, thank you guys for listening in. And here we go. All right. Now, again, if you want to call into the show and comment on today's episode, please feel free to do so. 818-301-5834. Just a couple of things before we get into the show. Hopefully on tomorrow, I've been talking about this for the last couple of days, but hopefully on tomorrow, and you guys keep your fingers crossed for me, I will have a single mother on the show, and I'm wanting to do some serious teaching to my young folks through her. Now, she's very reluctant about coming on the show, and because of that, I will not promise you that she will be on the show, okay? I will not promise you that she will be on the show. But what I will promise you is I will be here, and I will talk about being a single parent. I know nothing about that because I'm not a single parent, but I will talk through her about being a single parent if she does not come on the show, okay? And because she has a unique, a unique situation that I'd like to talk about because it's actually textbook stuff. What her situation is, and as far as how things go when you have a kid at an early age, and the dad walks out on them, okay? So I want to talk about that on tomorrow. Whether she's on the show or not, I'm still going to do a show about single mothers, okay? So tune in tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Same time, same station for that. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's episode is called Where were you on September the 11th? Okay, where were you on September the 11th? Today is September the 11th. That's why I wanted to do this show. I had a different topic in mind for today, but was reminded that today is September the 11th. So I wanted to do a show about September 11th. So I named the show, Where Were You on September the 11th? Now, what I want to do real quickly here is I'm going to do about 30 seconds of silence for the people that were tragically taken away from us on September the 11th. Also, some of the emergency respondents that were also taken away from us on September the 11th. So if you guys will bear with me for about 30 seconds, let's have a moment of silence. Thank you. And thank you guys for that. And really my heart's heavy today because of September 11th. Now, I didn't have any friends, any family, or anything that were a part of September 11th. But I believe in some way that we all are connected. We all are God's children. So we all are brothers and sisters. So no matter how you feel about different races, different creeds of people, this and that, we all are God's people. And so we have to start to thinking like that. And if we would think like that, I believe that there would be less crime, less hate, all this stuff in our nation. But we all don't think like that, okay? And not only in the nation, but in the world. Because on September 11th, that's what happened. We had someone from around the world, people from around the world who tragically killed over 3,000 people, that, and as well as themselves in the September 11th tragedy. Now, if there's anybody out there that don't know what happened on September 11th, I know I have a lot of young people that listen to my show, so maybe you were here as far as, you know, you were born at that time, but you don't really comprehend or know what happened on September the 11th. So I'm going to expound on that a little bit. But where were you on September the 11th when the planes hit the Twin Towers in New York? Now, I was home getting ready for work that morning, and I'm sure I can see it almost like it was yesterday when I think about it, because I was in the kitchen and I may have been watching something on TV, all right, and my wife called and she said, "Turn on the TV right now." I was like, "TV's on." She said, "Well, turn to the news because something's going on." So I turned the news, and there it was. They were showing one of the towers on fire. It looked like just the top of the tower was on fire. So I'm like, "Man, they got a bad fire in that building." Well, you know, little did I know at that time, at that exact moment, that a plane had plowed into the building. But while I was watching the news at that time, here comes another plane, and it slammed into the other building, the other tower. And that was, you know, that was real freaky to me because it was like something out of the movies. And it was real time, real life. So, you know, I was thinking, man, you know, is this something, you know, is this a movie type thing or what's going on? But then as the news kept going, they said that a plane had already hit one of the towers, and then it was kind of I don't know, freakish, I guess, to see the other plane come in and hit the other tower while they were, you know, videoing this tower on fire. So, you know, not only did they hit one tower, but they ended up hitting another tower. And then, you know, you think, okay, now it's over. We got to figure this out. And then they say that a plane had gone down and hit the Pentagon, I believe, in, you know, in D.C. So at that point, you're like, this is not normal. You know, I mean, it's not normal for the plane to hit the tower, but you think, okay, human error, somebody could, that could happen, okay? But then for the second plane to come in and then a third plane to hit the Pentagon, crash into the Pentagon, and then another plane was brought down, it just crashed, you know, to the ground, but it was also, we believe, en route to cause even more harm. But luckily, there were people on the plane that decided to go against the people that were taking over the plane, and then that plane ended up crashing just into some place of seclusion. But that being said, that plane was on the way somewhere to do some damage, and you know there were also reports that that plane was shot down by the military, but you know those claims were never confirmed. But in the meantime, after the planes hit the buildings, what was so intriguing to me is that how these guys got a hold of these planes, okay? And we don't know the full story because they never give us the full story about how the planes were taken, how they were taken over, or anything like that. But what we do know is that the guys who were flying these planes, you know, they were not Americans, but they came here and went to flight school to learn how to fly a jet. Okay, now, not meaning to come off in a certain way or anything like that. This is my opinion, guys, and I'm going to give you my opinion. This is my show. I'm going to give you my opinion, and whether you're with it or not, that's you. But I give you this number, 818-301-5834, for you to call in, give me your opinion, and you can also agree or disagree with what I'm saying. But that's your prerogative, okay? It's also my prerogative to give my opinion of you know, what happened as well, okay? I know I'm going to get a lot of emails and messages and all this about this, but you know, that's fine. But these guys come to the States to learn how to fly jets, okay? Now, okay, think about this, and let me put this scenario out here. And you think about it, all right? I'm going to put this scenario out here. Let's say, for instance, let's put you in a seat in the, flight school, okay, where you're learning how to fly jets. Okay, I'm going to put you in the seat in the classroom of a flight school where you're learning how to fly jets, all right? Then now, okay, all of a sudden today, you're in class, you're sitting there, and you're getting ready to get started. And in comes a couple of three or four foreigners, and they want to also learn how to fly jets. All right, now America is the land of the free, home of the brave, right? So it's a free country. If you're here, I guess you can take advantage of that kind of stuff. All right? So they come here and they come in your class and they, you know, these foreigners come in and they sitting down and they want to learn how to fly jets the same as you. Now, whomever is running this flight school, okay, and this tells you how greedy some people are as far as money goes. These people come here, they pay their money to take a flight class and learn how to fly jets, but they're not even background checked. But you as an American, you want to sit in there and learn how to fly jets. Now they want to check your background, check your credit. You know, find out who your mom is, find out who your daddy is, your brother, sister, how many kids you got, if you ever, you know, smoke weed or if you ever did. They look into it, okay? But now why don't you vet these guys the way you vetted me? Just because they come in and pay their money, I paid my money too. But just because they come in and pay their money, you're going to let them sit in on the class and learn how to fly jets without giving them a background check. Yeah, that's what I believe happened. And it comes in and then it turns around and now they learn how to, you teach them how to fly jets. Then they go to the airport and they figure out how to get in there and take over this jet because they've got in their mind that they're gonna cause some harm to America. So they get on these planes that are supposed to go all the way from New Jersey to the West Coast. So these planes are full of fuel. That's what they wanted. Now they take over these planes, and then you find out they're taking over these planes. And then they crash these planes into buildings, kill thousands of people. And now you want to know where they're from. How did they learn how to fly these jets? What happened? Well, they did their due diligence in the beginning, like they did with us, Americans who are here learning how to fly jets. If they had did the same thing to them that they did to us, we probably would have, it probably wouldn't have happened. Y'all with me? It's my opinion, guys. And that's all I'm saying. I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 863. The first three digits are 863. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, bud?
Ain't nothing, man. You know what was amazing? What they come to find out much later after all that went down is the guys was learning how to fly and navigate, but they weren't interested in landing the plane.
Yeah.
And they caught on to that later on, that they was learning to navigate, take off, but they didn't care to land the plane. I don't understand. Like one of the movies Jamie Foxx played in, the guy asked the terrorist, say, "Is your family better than my wife? You know, Allah choose your family over my wife." That's what he killed his family. But the thing about it is, that's an hell of a power to use a mind game over me to kill myself.
Yeah,
I don't understand. That's all I got. I just, but think about it, they got the United States messed up. A lot of things we can and can't do now.
Yeah.
Now you got to have your birth certificate and a bill from your house and all this here to get your driver's license renewed.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
go ahead,
I appreciate y'all. Keep listening.
Go ahead,
keep listening to the show. But that's exactly what I'm saying is that, you know, when people throw up red flags like that, you have to be able to figure that out. I mean, when people come into your classroom and they foreigners want to learn how to fly jets. Well, now, of course, yeah. Now you're gonna try to figure out why. But then, because you're so greedy, so money hungry, that you're taking anybody to get that cash. Let them come on in. Oh, you're a couple of weeks behind, but come on in. You'll figure it out. You got your money. That's all we worry about, is money. And like the caller said, they didn't even want to learn how to land the jet. No, I don't need to land. I just need to fly. Just teach them how to take off and fly. Don't worry about landing. Just teach me how to take off and fly. You know, what's up with that? What's up with that? When you fly a plane, I mean, I got a remote control airplane. I've got a remote control helicopter, and you know, I spent a lot of money on these things. Now I got to learn how to fly them because the one thing I don't want to do because they're so fragile is. Once I get in the air and start flying, do I'm a flyer, and then the landing is what I'm worried about. Because on the landing, I'll probably tear up my plane. So that's why I'd want to learn from somebody that knows how to land these planes. Okay? So that should have been a red flag. I mean, that should have been a red flag, but it wasn't. All right, guys, I could go on for another 2 hours about this, but we're just about out of time. But today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for listening in to the show. Take care of yourselves. Have a great day today. And I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours on tomorrow's show. Same place, same time. Take care, guys. Love you.
You walk me to the baby. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. Can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone. Forget to reach it by phone. Because I'm